Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Signature Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SGU, and on the OTCQB under the symbol SGGTF. I'm chatting with the President and CEO, Robert Vallès. Now, Robert, we'll follow up on some news here that came out June 7th. It's the first three holes at the Lingman Lake Gold Project in Ontario. Just the start of, well, at least the release of these drill results from a 15-hole program that was just over 3,200 meters. Now, Robert, take us through, again, the overall strategy behind this initial drill program here at Lingman Lake, taking into account that, again, this is just the original or initial program, and the company does have a future exploration plan here, a much bigger exploration program coming that we'll get into in a little bit. First and foremost, though, what was the strategy around this drill program?
Corey, thank you for having me. The strategy behind this initializing drill program, if you will, was fairly concise, and that is that we were doing two things at once. One is working to expand the existing discovered west zone. That's the northernmost mineralized zone on the west side of this historic discovery. So we're working and have drilled to expand that and determine what's happening with it. And sure enough, it's early in the game from our assay results, but with the three holes out, very encouraging results to see the widths and the grades that we're hitting, and the fact that it is expanding that zone further to the west. So it's marching to the west and marching to depth as well. That's the one half of the coin. The other half of the coin is we're probing and testing what is happening with the zones that were discovered on the east side, what we call the central and southern zones. We're probing that, stepping out to determine, you know, where this is, what's happening with it. Is it offset? Is it changing direction? Is it changing thickness or grade? It's pure exploration for that part of it. But the fact that we anticipate that it's near or within proximity to the existing west zone, you know, it was felt that the fact that this is mineralization occurring right at surface down, that we could drill and collar farther back to the south and likely get multiple duty out of each hole as we target the west zone for growth. We're also moving through these other mineralized areas to pick up and define what's happening with those other zones.
Okay, so I will post a link to that June 7th news release, but some of the headline numbers, we saw a hole 3 intersect almost 15 grams per ton gold over 1 meter. That's in the central zone. Hole 15 intersected 5.81 grams per ton gold over 6 meters. Also included a higher grade component of over 12 grams per ton over 1 meter. Now, the big picture here, Robert, and you've even mentioned it, is this is the first pass. This is really just starting to understand where some of the mineralization is. How is this all, or what's going to be coming out too, another 12 holes, how is it all playing into the longer-term strategy in terms of the next drill program and big picture look at this project?
The remainder of the assays from this drill program will simply provide us with that, you know, knowledge that I spoke of earlier. What is happening further with the west zone, as well what is happening with the other zones? It's sort of a start point for us as we, in parallel, established our camp, bolstered our team, and so forth. So what this is doing for us is setting the stage for honing what we are doing in the next steps. And we are targeting by the end of August the initiation of a 10,000-meter drill program, so a substantial upscaling of activities. However, that drill results that we're gathering now from this small 3,000-meter program will be married with several other sets of data that we're working to acquire right now, one of those being an IP geophysics program that we're running right at the site, right over the deposit, right over the area that we've actually just drilled as well, extending from east to west 3 kilometers down to a depth of 500 meters and then north south about 1 kilometer. So a huge data set that we expect to light up, the iron rich mineralization there that the gold is closely associated with, to fingerprint the discovery and our drilling and the knowledge we have from this drill campaign, but also fine tune and tell us where to drill next. So that, you know, combining that with other levels of geophysics that were disclosed recently, the airborne geophysics on the rest of our regional package, LIDAR and other things, we'll have a lot of data to combine and focus the next drill campaign to deliver what we expect to be much sharper, more focused drill results, knowing that we're likely drilling in the right place rather than as we've just done with the 3,000 meter program of sort of, at least for 50% of it, sort of blindly probing where and what's happening with mineralization, combining those two results and then refocusing our efforts, but at a larger scale is the focus.
So why did you take kind of a less focused approach to this current drill program? Can you share some more information with that? Because it seems like, at least in my eyes, you were just getting some drill results in there to get some understanding of the mineralization. But I know some people are going to ask, why rush into this drill program if you still have this other kind of targeting work to do?
Well, this two-part question. The first question, I believe, was related to the 3,000 meter program, right? Yeah, that was really part of a rung on the ladder, if you will, of moving up and moving forward. We knew that the west zone was discovered to the west. We knew it's right at surface, but we didn't know what's happening with the other zones. So it seemed quite obvious to us to begin drilling there first while we work on other data sets. And we couldn't run the IP program in the depth of winter, but we could drill. So, it was selected that we would begin that small drill program first, gain what knowledge we got out of it from that, and in the entrance of the spring, begin initiating the other work that would allow us to refocus and expand what we're doing on site and give us the time to do that. The reasoning for that is that there's a fairly small window of favorable conditions, from say late May to early September, that you have to really work on the ground on things that are significant to upscaling and expanding that way. So it was very much as a sequence set of conditions that did have some constraints. So that's why we started with the 3,000 meter program, benefiting now from the data that's starting to come out of it. And over the next month, as we work through this summer season, we will be collecting, analyzing, and positioning then to start in the fall. So it's really a continuous step up in terms of rate of drilling and delivery of those results.
Now, you and I, when talking in the past, have outlined the historic resource here. Not 43-101 compliant, but it does come in at right around 234,000 ounces at an average grade of just under 7 grams per ton gold. How much is this resource playing into some of the exploration strategy here?
Well, not as much new discoveries as just growing what has been discovered at the Lingman Lake deposit. Yes, in parallel with that, we have a massive regional package. 90% now of the entire Lingman Lake greenstone belt. So we know we have a significant potential for further discovery. But 80% of our effort, if you go with the 80-20 rule, 80% is at the Lingman Lake deposit. So with that, yes, we are focused on accelerating our delineation of this deposit. We're just going at it in a way that's methodical and will likely give us the best results fastest.
Okay. Robert, just to remind everybody too about the company when it comes to drilling. You guys actually own your own drill rig. So what kind of freedom does that allow you when you are going through these programs?
It affords us a lot. Number one is, you know, we're able to keep our costs obviously down to the absolute minimum, and we're running over the winter at about $250 a meter. We believe we can get that down some more with further efficiencies, but that's a direct cost for the drilling. Obviously, the camp carry costs would be, $30, $40 more per meter. But it allows us to be much more predictable with what we're doing. The people we have are specific to our, they're our crew. They work with us consistently. We don't have contractors moving in and out. We don't have the stress of wondering, will we lose the drill because the contractor has a better gig somewhere else. And beyond that, you know, having that level of de-risk with your program, you know, in these locations is just immensely significant. But not only that, you know, the fact that we are in a macro environment now with the gold price where drills and drill crews are incredibly difficult to come by. What you are able to secure comes at a premium, you know. So we have now, as we're speaking, just secured a second drill rig. This will open up our capacity significantly to be able to take on that program that I mentioned, go to 10,000 meters, go to 20,000 meters. These rigs can drill at least to 500 meters depth, if not beyond. So we're well positioned that way, along with bolstering our drill crews, moving them to a rotational basis where we're basically constantly drilling 24/7 is what we're moving to. So under those conditions, we're able to operate with as low costs as possible, but also have a low risk situation where we're able to predict and rely on the fact that. You know, we are in full control of these rigs. We don't have to, as an example, what I mean by de-risking is, let's say one of the drills break down and there's a critical part that's not on site. Well, you have to wait for the contractor to get it there and fly in mechanics and who knows. With our situation, you know, we're able to secure and establish a critical spares inventory on site and ensure that there's nothing that can stop us from progressing on plan, you know, with things that are within our control.
All right, let's wrap it up here then, Robert, with summary of what investors can expect in terms of news flow and also more of a timeline on when that next 10,000 meter drill program is going to start, please.
I think over the next several weeks to a few months, you're going to see news flow, obviously, on us getting what we expect over the next starting 2 weeks, the rest of the assay results to come through. And that'll conclude and display our knowledge about what we've gained from our drilling to the west. In parallel with that, you'll have updates from the geophysics activities that's happening. You'll have updates from the site optimizations and growth. But you'll also have updates with our team as well. You know, that's a key pillar to our success. It is today, and it will be as we move forward. So I continue to focus on bolstering that. So we'll see improvements there. And as well, I suspect probably around late July, early August, we'll be in a position to communicate precisely when we'll begin turning the drills, initiating a significantly upscaled drill program. Late August.
All right, Robert, appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get Robert to address those, and we'll follow up as some more of these drill results from this 15-hole campaign are released. Robert, I appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Corey. Thank you very much.